In the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, there's a joke about the one-armed priest, okay? But this is church and I can't tell it, so ask me later. Here we are in everyone's favorite season, Lent. It seems to be the season where we give up chocolate, we give up dessert, we give up good things. And we beat ourselves up over a lot of the things that we do, not just this time of the year, but that we reflect on over our life, it seems like. Robin Williams had a joke. Of course, Robin Williams was an Episcopalian, and he liked to refer to the Episcopal Church as Catholic light. All the ceremony, but only half the guilt. Okay? I would like for us at this time to reflect back on what Lent means to us in the season of preparation for Easter and the resurrection. Because Lent is not about feeling guilty. Lent is about accountability. It's about being accountable for our own sins, accountable for the things that we have done, the things that we have not done, and quite frankly, in a corporate sense, the things done on our behalf that may be sinful. Now, I've defined sin in the past as less breaking a certain set of rules as it is a failure to demonstrate love. And I'd like for us to take that for a moment and look at our own lives and say, how have we failed to demonstrate love? Oftentimes, it's through cruel words or expressions. It's through thinking too much of ourselves. Sometimes, it's because of our own wants and desires that we think trumps everything else. Sometimes the failure to express love is because we're angry. If we reflect on this for just a moment, that accountability portion says to us, that's not because of someone else. You don't sin because of someone else. It's the proverbial, you know, the devil made me do it, the look what you made me do kind of attitude. We are responsible for our own actions. We are responsible for our failure to love others. We are responsible for our inability to see past our own blindness. This Lent, I really want you to take the time to consider what your actions are. Where do you show love? What actions are you doing, committing on a regular basis, that fail to show love? Eating chocolate or not eating chocolate is not what's going to prove that to you. It's going to take some real soul searching. The Christian faith is less about adhering to rules as it is about self-reflection and the understanding not only of what it is that you were doing and the understanding of why other people may be doing what they are doing, but also reflecting on how it is that your life can change through that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Because if you delve into and nurture that relationship with Jesus, reflect on yourself, on your soul, on your mind, spend some quiet time doing that. It's much easier to see what it is that you're doing that's failing to demonstrate love. It's much easier to see where you need to clean up your own life. It's much easier to see who you could be if you could forgive yourself. Think about that this Lent. Who could you be if you could forgive yourself? Who could you be if you really lived into the life of a person forgiven and freed from the sins that burden you? We beat ourselves up over these. And yes, we say, it's my fault sometimes. The reality is that when we've taken personal responsibility for the transgressions that we have committed, we can more fully lay them at the foot of the cross and allow Jesus to truly take our sins away. to make his people forgiven, freed, renewed, healed, and loved. This Lent, I don't want you to just give up soda pop or chocolate. Or, dear God, please don't give up caffeine. I want you to take it upon yourself to really search your heart. To search your heart. Where is Jesus in your life? What accountability have you taken for your actions? How can you lay that at the foot of the cross? Because that's where we're moving towards this Lent. The cross, but at the cross, salvation. The ultimate love. The ultimate price paid for you. And if you can be loved that much, surely you can be a mirror of some of that back, right? This Lent, let us love like there's no tomorrow. Let us search our hearts like our salvation depends upon it. Let us be the people God knows that we can be. Forgiven and free. No matter how many times we walk through the wilderness, no matter what wild beasts we face, I do believe there are angels waiting on us as well. If we'll just take a moment and reflect and search our hearts for the truth of the love of God. Amen.